这个冤死单位。那么在实施奖惩的时候，无论法官有多么的聪明，他们毕竟也是人，所以这个奖惩的实施肯定要受到人的干涉。So sometimes they make mistakes， 所以他们会犯错误。那么第二自然段话锋一转，我们导入另外的一个主题。Sometimes reward or punishment are meted out, not interfered by human beings。那么说这个奖惩制度实施是不受人的限制和干涉的。这个表达方式请同学们务必要背熟，特别是掌握住 quite independent of human interference。 形容词短语做定语，进步主说明主句的情况。 independent 独立的，不于人类干涉之外。 So it means not interfered by human beings. Got it?So when we read the sentence, maybe you have thought of such famous proverb. He deserves it. It serves him right. 所以我们每当读到这样的语句的时候，同学们可能会想到英文当中两个出名的谚语 ，He deserves it, or it serves him right. In Chinese, 他罪有应得。In fact.Justice has already been done before the criminal has brought to court of law. Okay, now let's move back to the text, line 8. At such times, justice acts like a living fool. At such times, 那么在有的时候 justice acts like a living fool. 那么正义就像是一种有生命力的力量。When we use a phrase like, it serves him right,We are, in part, admitting that a certain set of circumstances has enabled justice to act of its own accord. So, in fact, the writer is illustrating that sometimes reward or punishment are meted out quite independent of human interference. 那么其实这语句作者就是在进一步陈述，在实施奖惩的时候，有的时候是不受人意志力支配的。当我们在提到他罪有应得这句话的时候，我们部分的也就承认了，在某种特定的情况下，这个特定的环境已经使得正义自动的起到了作用。好，请同学们把握这个句子的主干。We are in part admitting that. We are in part admitting that. 我们部分的承认了。第二个结构形式 ，enable somebody to do.使什么能够做某事 ，so enable justice to act of its own accord. Of its own accord， 在词汇当中我们已经提到，自然而然的，那么使得这正义自然而然的起了作用。So we know justice sometimes acts like a living force. 所以我们知道正义有的时候就像一种有生命力的力量一样，行使其职权。那么一二两自然段当中，作者是陈述了正义得到伸张的两种情况。 So justice is done in course of law, and furthermore, justice is done before a criminal has brought it to the court of law. 那么他提到两种情况，一种情况是正义在法庭上得到伸张，第二种情况是罪犯被送到法庭之前就已经得到了伸张，我们想到了 it serves him right, he deserves it, 他罪有应得。 OK, so do you believe that? If you don't believe it, now study the third paragraph. This is an example to show that. When a thief was caught on the premises of a large jewelry store one morning, on the premises of a large jewelry store, OK, so 在一大的珠宝店，那么当一个贼一天早晨在一个大型的珠宝店被捉获的时候， The shop assistants must have found it impossible to resist the temptation to say it serves him right. 所以我们这个第三自然段和第二自然段衔接是相当的紧密，再次提到 it serves him right. 好，第二句话请同学务必要背熟，重点框架 found it impossible to resist the temptation to say. 所以这个店员们发现不 说这句话 it serves him right 这句话，那是不可能的。我们可以把它看作是一个双否，双否 you know double negative is positive， 所以还是一个肯定的概念。所以这些电影们发现非得说 it serves him right 这句话不可。Found it impossible to resist the temptation to say it serves him right. Now translate sentence using the key structure. 我发现非买这条漂亮的裙子不可。I found it impossible to resist the temptation to buy the beautiful dress. Got it? 好，我们重点突出了这个句型结构。Found it impossible to resist the temptation to do something.The shop was an old converted house with many large disused fireplaces and tall narrow chimney. This is the background. 这是作者对于当时情境的介绍了。那么这个商店是一个经过改造的房子，店里面有许多废纸不用的大壁炉和又高又窄的烟囱。Towards midday, 临近中午的时候， a girl heard a muffled cry coming from behind one of the walls.注意 come from behind， 从后面传过来。那么一个女店员听到了压抑的声音从一堵墙壁的后面传了出来。Like I say， 她从树后跳了出来。He jumped from behind one of the trees. Got it? As the cry was repeated several times, she ran to tell the manager, who promptly ran up the fire brigade. Promptly, you know, immediately. 那么因为这个喊声重复了几次，所以他跑去报告了经理。这经理呢，马上给消防队打了电话。The cry had certainly come from one of the chimneys. That is say, there must have been a person inside the chimney. But as there were so many of them, the firefighters could not be certain which one it was. That is say, the firefighters could not be certain, could not be sure.Where the person was, okay? They located the right chimney by tapping at the walls and listening for the man's cries. Now keep it in your mind. 同学们务必把这个语句背熟。首先我们要把握 locate the right chimney， 要确定那个烟囱。The right chimney in which the person was， 确定那个人所在的那种烟囱。How do they locate the right chimney? 那么怎么样来确定呢？ By tapping at the walls. 那么通过敲击这个烟囱。And listening for the man's cries. 对 and 前后连接的形式相一致。Tapping at the wall, listening for the man's cries. Listen for, you know, pay attention so as to be sure of hearing. Pay attention so as to be sure of hearing. 表示集中注意力等待听到某种声音。Okay. For example,What are you doing? We are listening for the clock to announce the new year. 非常典型的例句，请同学们务必背熟。We are listening for the clock to announce the new year. 我们正等待着新年这个钟声的敲响。Okay, next, 我正倾听着你的脚步声。I'm listening for your steps. Got it. After chipping through a wall, which was 18 inches thick, we found...that a man had been trapped in the chimney. 那么在这个厚度为18英寸的烟囱上凿了一个洞，他们发现有个人被困在这个烟囱里面了。As it was extremely narrow, quite narrow, 烟囱相当的窄， the man was unable to move. 这个人是不能够动的， so he was trapped in the chimney.But the firefighters were eventually able to free him by cutting a huge hole.In the wall. The sorry looking blackened figure that emerged in Chinese 出现 so that came out, that appeared. 那么这个满脸沮丧浑身漆黑的家伙从烟囱里面出来了 admitted at once that he had tried to break into the shop during the night but had got stuck in the chimney. Get stuck, you know, 卡在被困在 so in factBut had been trapped in the chimney. Got it? 这里用 get stuck 来代替了 be trapped. 那么成人说呢，他企图溜进这家商店偷行窃，然而却被卡在烟囱里面了。 He had been there for nearly 10 hours. 已经待在那儿十个小时了。So justice has been done. 所以我们应该说正义已经得到了伸张。Even before the man was handed over to the police. 在被他交到警察之前正义已经得到了伸张。那么我们可以验证了这句话 It serves him right. So, at such times, justice acts like a living force. Got it? I think you must believe in it completely. Now, so much for the text.